So we continue to work along the 17th chapter of the first book of Kings. And yesterday we heard the first six verses of the 17th chapter. So as a way of a reminder, we know that Elijah is living during the reign of King Ahab. And King Ahab is a wicked, wicked king. Elsewhere in the scriptures it says that out of all the other wickedness of all the other kings, none of them even combined compared to the wickedness of King Ahab. And so God sent Elijah to go to King Ahab and inform him of the upcoming drought. And then God told Elijah to head to Cherith, where he will provide him the stream that he will drink from. This is Elijah. And then he'll be fed in the morning and in the evening by ravens who will bring him bread. And so then today, verse 7, the first verse that Father Don just read, the brook near where Elijah was hiding ran dry. It's like, what do you mean the brook ran dry? God sent Elijah to that brook. God told Elijah, that's where you'll be sustained. That's where you'll have water to drink throughout this time of drought. But the brook near where Elijah was hiding ran dry. Elijah was being obedient to God. He was being obedient to God. Got sent to this stream, and yet it runs dry. The first thing maybe to point out is the fact that obeying God does not mean that the brook is not going to dry up. Did it mean that Elijah sinned? Did it mean that Elijah fell out of favor with God? Did it mean that God was disappointed with Elijah? No. Doesn't mean any of those things. It means that God has something else for Elijah now, another plan for Elijah. So in other words, maybe we pray and we properly discern that we're to go to this school for college, or we pray and we discern this spouse or this job, and then the brook runs dry at school, or with this spouse, or with this job. And then there's pain there. There's trials, there's difficulties. God is bringing Elijah away from the brook and placing the trust back on him. Question for us then is, what do we do when the brook runs dry? Following God, praying, being led this way, whatever it is, job, school, and then it runs dry. Well, the thing to do here is not to abandon God and say, let's abort ship here. But what does Elijah do? He listens. He listens to God. After the brook runs dry, the next verse, the Lord said to Elijah, move on now to Zarephath. Zarephath is 100 miles north. So Elijah walks 100 miles north now because he's told now that he's going to be sustained by a widow. And so Elijah gets there, tells this widow to bring him some water, and as she's going to fetch him some water, he says, give me some bread too, please. She says, I don't have bread to give you. My son and I, as of course, we're in the drought too, we're going to die. Actually, after I bake this last batch of bread with this oil and flour that I have left, after we eat of this, we're dead. And Elijah says, no. Bring me some bread. And she does, of course, and not only is he sustained, but God provides enough for him, her son, and herself to be sustained for the whole year. And Elijah is there, can imagine, as he made two new friends, this woman, this other young man, the son of this widow, friendship, living with them now, in community with them. There had to have been a time that I bet Elijah was looking back from his time in Cherith, where the brook ran dry, saying, the best thing that ever happened to me was that the brook ran dry back at Cherith. Because look at now. Look at how the Lord is providing for me now. Look at what he's given to me now. None of this would have happened if the brook didn't run dry up in Cherith. Even though there was pain, even though there was suffering, I think an important thing that the Lord wants to tell us this morning is God is bigger than any dry brook. Whatever that dry brook might be in our lives this morning, this season, or in our lives, the Lord is drawing us as we start to see that stream start to get really sparse. Maybe it's not flowing. Once it was just a fierce stream, abundant water, and then we see it lower and lower and lower. The Lord's drawing us from the brook to himself. Don't put your place in the brook. Place your trust in me. I am him who sustains. I am him who gives life.